WikiLeaks has now released over 47,000 emails from Hillary Clinton's campaign, causing an uproar just ahead of the U.S. presidential election. The site's editor, Julian Assange, spoke exclusively to renowned documentary maker John Pilger and Dartmouth Films, debunking the myth of Russia's involvement in the hacking. And RT will be broadcasting the full interview all day long. For now, though, Polly Boyka reports on what to expect.
They've made myriads of headlines and damaged Hillary Clinton's bid for the White House. But Julian Assange's WikiLeaks have also rendered him infamous in the role of alleged Russian spy. The theory stateside is that Assange is Russia's weapon in disrupting the U.S. elections and helping Donald Trump, presented as the Kremlin's preferred candidate, into the White House.
We know that Russian intelligence services, which are part of the Russian government, which is under the firm control of Vladimir Putin, hacked into the DNC. And we know that they arranged for a lot of those emails to be released.
Hillary Clinton said that this is what we know. Russia hacked the DNC server. Do we know for a fact that the Russians are behind the release of the emails, giving them to WikiLeaks?
Well, no, actually, we don't. And now Julian Assange, the man behind the WikiLeaks organization, has issued a categorical denial himself.
The Clinton camp has been able to project a kind of neo-McCarthyist hysteria that Russia is responsible for everything. Hillary Clinton stated multiple times, falsely, that 17 U.S. intelligence agencies had assessed that Russia was the source of our publications. That's false. We can say that the Russian government is not the source. Yes.
In an exclusive interview carried out by veteran journalist John Pilger for Dartmouth Films and broadcast on RT, the WikiLeaks editor weighs in on the scandalous revelations his organization has made.
I think this is the most significant email in the whole collection.
Discusses Donald Trump's chances of being elected.
Trump would not be permitted to win.